Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Simon Miller from What Culture here with...
And this goes right into my first question, because I get a lot of people angry on the internet about me. Are we going Danny Garcia or is it Daniel Garcia?
I prefer Daniel, but Danny's cool, whatever you want to call me.
Because I go Daniel.
And then you're talking about me. It's cool.
That's the attitude. That's what I say. People get into like, Miller, die. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it as long as you care. But no, seriously, dude, like, it's fair to say, and you don't have to agree, that's fine. From day one in AEW, you came across as like super legit. You're one of the guys that come out and you think that guy could just kick my ass. I don't know what it is. You know, some people come out and they feel like an asshole. Some people come out and they feel like a superhero. You come out and you feel like an MMA fighter, to be honest. Has that always been the kind of shtick you were going for? Because I know you have like a legit background.
Yeah, I kind of always had an idea in my head about what kind of wrestler I wanted to be. I knew I always wanted to be a technical wrestler who could rip somebody's head off.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what I am. And I've been able to evolve that over time to where I'm not just like a serious guy all the time. I'm able to add in my personality and bits of my actual real life persona into it to create a really cool blend of, I think, what my persona can be.
Well, at the moment, you're a sports entertainer. This is the latest endeavor you've gone on. Now, is that something that you pitched for? Because again, you're like, hey man, I want to show another side to me. Or did Chris Jericho come to you and was he like, dude, I've got a great idea?
I mean, there's a big difference between pro wrestlers and sports entertainers, and I think I just fit the mold of a sports entertainer perfectly. I am charismatic. I think I'm pretty handsome, you know. You see the
gorgeous man, gorgeous.
I'm a good-looking guy. I think I fit the role of a sports entertainer perfectly. I feel like I'm one of the only sports entertainers on the AEW roster. And same thing with Chris Jericho. I think he's really taken me under his wing, and he's teaching me how to excel at being a sports entertainer, because that's where you make money. That's where you become rich. That's where you become one of the greatest of all time. Chris Jericho is going to teach me how to do that.
I love it, man. I'm so excited to see where it goes. When you lot came together, and you must have seen the reaction on the internet when you, of all people, called yourself. I was loving it, so you must have been like, ha ha, I've got him. Because it was genius. It was so clever. It was so smart. And you bought into it like you just... Because you are. I'm not taking anything away from you. You are a sports entertainer, so you must have loved the reaction that it got.
Yeah, I loved it. Whenever I get to go out on the microphone and speak the truth about who I really am, which is a sports entertainer, it makes me very happy.
So that means you must have been pretty annoyed, because for months I just did it to you. I called you a legit wrestler. People have been bad-mouthing you by accident.
Well, you can be a legit wrestler and still be a sports entertainer. Any style can be sports entertaining. I'm trying to think of an example.
You!
Me! Eddie Guerrero... Incredible in-ring wrestler, great sports entertainer. And I feel like that is the mold, that is the blueprint of being what a great professional wrestler is.
It's true.
And a great sports entertainer.
It's true. And you have mentioned the fact that you are, technical wrestling is your, that was your base. So as a guy that has grown up watching wrestling, enjoying wrestling, now, you know, being in a damn prominent company, how the hell does your brain handle someone like Bryan Danielson going, oh yeah, I'll fight that Daniel Garcia guy? You're not like, what is going on?
Yeah, the Bryan Danielson thing was cool. In every interview I saw of him, he talked about how he wanted to be in a group with me, how he wanted to take me under his wing. But then the Jericho thing came about, and I wanted to learn how to be a sports entertainer. I didn't want to learn how to be a good wrestler, because I'm already a good wrestler.
He's done it. I'm
already a good wrestler. Now I need to become a great sports entertainer, and that's what Chris Jericho is going to teach me how to do.
I think you're already a great sports entertainer.
I think so, too.
Yeah, see? Look at this.
I'm only going to get better. That's the thing. People online, they kept saying, I want to see you team up with the greatest of all time. They saw the interviews. They saw what people were saying. They say, Daniel Garcia needs to be in a group with the greatest of all time. So I did it, and I teamed with Chris Jericho.
And soon, I'm going to say in 5 years, you will be the greatest of all time.
Say it. Go on. Do it. Do it.
I think it might take less than 5 years.
Yes.
This is take less than 5 years.
5 months.
5 months. It might be. It might be. We'll see what happens.
Man, I love it.
Daniel Garcia, the greatest sports entertainer in the history of the world. Thank you for your time, my friend. You're a hero.
I've been watching this guy since I was in middle school. He's getting old, man.
I am. But don't tell them that. They haven't figured it out yet. Like, share, subscribe. We'll see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.